this in the name of the Triune God, God the Father and the Holy Spirit, we shall continue our services. And I thought say a few words before I approach the text, thoughts that when I received the call to come here, with the trembling of the heart, I received this call. I, on the other hand, I felt warmth and thankfulness. And love towards Raisalan Maki and this opisto, for I had lived here for the first 20 years of my life. It has been the childhood place of play and hobbies, and the opisto services, they have given much. I have a great thankfulness which has affected my life, childhood. The opisto services were always a center focal point. We saw the entire chain, were how they prepared for it. The tent was in another place. Remember, reminded that we cannot go too close to the tractors when they were put those posts into the ground. There were many memories. I was able to be with them in the beginning, already at the services, those ice creams. And one was able to see when the services were torn down. And also, now, when my children at the opisto, and at this opisto, who have seen this opisto work and the purpose for the young, also this brings the opistos near to me. When a young goes uncertainly to the opisto, the first week, you get a message that this is tremendously fun here. This opisto has given friends to the children. I think there were some 28 students at our home one night. It is a beautiful matter. We find believing friends, those who think in the same way, especially you, who doubting young, who when he was encouraged and when he received strength in his faith, he came home from the opisto. The songs of Zion were sounding in our home. The opisto is a place of the future and hope. We can teach of these temporal things, matters, but they also receive refreshment and strengthening in their faith, life of faith, which is the most important matter. I thought that I would read with the topic of this question from Jeremiah, from the 29th chapter, 1 verse 11. Which was a short portion of the sermon or speech of Jeremiah, which was sent he sent the letter unto those who were in Babylon. The words are heard in this way. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is also known as future and hope. Amen. This text came to mind at a very beginning phases in my own thoughts. All the happenings of these last times, which have come from one after another into our midst, and have caused concern and sorrow, perhaps, and also in my thoughts were this, that how this dear fatherland has forsaken the matters that are based on the Bible. We see that in many stages. We also see it in the church, what happens in the church. This text came to mind, and the phases of the Israeli people before this was written. And I thought perhaps we could briefly go through the phases of the Israeli people before we go into this text. Israel had forsaken very powerfully, forsaking the word of God and what it had instructed in the kings, it is pictured. How that sin life had offended the mind of God. And God sent the prophets to remind the Israeli people of this, that what is the most important life matter in one's life. And it said in this,
the Lord, jokaisen näkijän suulla hän oli sanonut, kääntykää takaisin pahoilta teidänne, noudattakaa minun käskyjäni ja määräyksiäni.
Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah for all the prophets and all by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by means of my servants and prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the neck of their fathers and did not believe in the Lord their God. What did the Bible testifies that the people of Israel worshipped idols, sacrificed their own children to these idols, and they brought those temples of the idols into the temple, God's temple. From this sin life, whatever all else contains, one prophet after another warned the people of Israel.
Ennen tätä
a few points before we look at this. Jeremiah, of the phases, we can look at the phases of the lives, how God guides his nation, and how God takes care of his own. It was 100 years before the Exodus happened, or the exile happened. Israel was divided much earlier during the fifth king. Israel, unto Israel and Judah. Israel had 10 tribes, and in this Judah, those two, the tribe of Benjamin and Judah, and the Book of Kings, it relates that this northern Israel was surrounded by the Assyrians. This Assyria was a mighty nation, and he attacked, invaded all the nations in that area in the Middle East. But on the side of Judah, Hizkiah was the king. When you look at the history of that king, in Judah, before exile, they had some 24 kings. Hizkiah was one of the three. Of the three that it is said that he did well, he pleased God. He was pleasing God's sight. He functioned as a believer should. What then did God and how did God protect them from this Assyrian king? When Hizkiah did that which was correct before God, and he prayed, God, Hizkiah had the altars of the idols taken away, broken down, and he did that which removed all those things which did not please God. He took them from his nation, and he crushed all the idols. It was the idolatry was done there. But he trusted in God. And he says, of the king, there was no other king as him. He was obedient unto God. He kept the commandments. When Hizkiah was the head of Israel, or Judah, Hosea was the head of the Israel nation. Israel was captured and Israelis were brought into the Assyrian nation, and the Assyrians were brought into the Israeli nation. It is said that the Jews keep the Assyria, or keep them as different. God was with Hiskia. God did not allow would be victorious over Jerusalem. The Assyrian king tried to attack the Jewish, the forts of Judah, but they could not, were not unable to go through them. Hiskia had to pay much money for when he was surrounded. It did not. Assyria was never able to take over the nation of Judah. It then happened that when the Assyrians surrounded Judah, this Assyrian king ridiculed the faith of Hiskia, that can your God save you from us, for they have invaded all the other nations. Hiskia prayed unto God. And he prayed unto God. And the result of that prayer, God allowed Judah was saved in the attack, and Hiskia received Isaiah's message, how God gave his promise that he would care for Israel and will not give this Assyrian king to destroy it, Judah. And it so happened one night that God sent his angels around the Assyrian soldiers and destroyed 185,000 men. In this way, Jerusalem and Hiskia's Judah was preserved from this disastrous nation. And Judah was preserved in this way. We see how God, who was the ruler of all nations, he had given power and strength to Assyria so that he would receive a leading, be a leader in that area. But nevertheless, in the midst of God's nation, happened such nations that were willing to God. He did not allow for his own to be harmed, even though the prophets had prophesied how Israel shall be tried and Judah shall be tried destruction. Hiskia's son Manasseh became the leader. He operated contrary to what Hiskia thought. Then this serving of idols began again, and he was even worse than his other nation, of which Israel received the area, the land. This idolatry continued during the time of Hiskia's son. Here we see what happens when a ungodly person gets power,
minä Jumalan silmissä. Ja aivan yhtä pahasti kuin me tuossa alussa kerrottiin, niin näin siinä kävi. Mutta sitten taas käy välillä niin, että kun on
kuningas välissä,
niin tulee Joosia.
Joshua comes as a king.
Hän toimii. Hän on kolmas kuningasista 23, joka tekee oikein Herran silmissä.
He was one of the third who does right before God of the 23 kings.
Nuorena poikana,
and he, as a young boy, receives responsibility. And he begins in the repairing of the temple, in the time of repairs, and they find a scroll, and he begins to examine that scroll, that they have not, as a nation of Israel, listened to the orders of God, and there begin reformation. Jeremiah in his time had begun as a prophet, and Joshua gathers the whole nation into the temple, and the entire scroll is written onto the people of Israel, which was the law of God, the commandments of God. God had seen the people of Judah and Israel and their forsaken, and he had already decided that he would rebuke them. They had promised Joshua that they will not destruct Israel during his lifetime.
Then uusia hallitsijoita, jotka
johtavat ja viesti
on se,
että message of Jeremiah,
sen jälkeen
he goes to
Babylonia,
Egypt, and they go to
Babylonian valta nousee ja se syrjäyttää
the power of Babylon, and he takes Assyria. The Babylonians also surround Judah.
Niin Jumalan viesti oli
the
se,
message of God is this, with that through the mouth of the prophet,
tahto,
that it is the will of God that the power will be given unto Babylon, and that those that land who humble themselves beneath Babylon shall be able to keep their living places, dwelling places of those who go against them. They shall be destruction shall come upon them. This letter was written at that phase or time when the rulers of Israel were battling against Babylon. They had already brought from Judah
korkeimmat virkamiehet,
all the men in higher place and riches and carpenters and all those bricklayers, all the experienced laborers were brought to Babylon. And this message which we read, it joins to that phase when Israel was not yet destroyed. Sitkia was the king, and unto Sitkia came that same message, that you must humble yourself before this king of Babylon. It was the ordinance of God. He asked the members of the surrounding countries, and they tried to against them. And Jeremiah went to speak to them also in that diplomatic meeting, what the will of God was. And the will of God was this, that all the nations must bow to the power of Babylon, or the nations shall be destroyed. So it happened with Israel, where Jeremiah had proclaimed all this in the book of Jeremiah in the 25th verse. It is said, what Jeremiah proclaims.
Jeremia sanoi Juudan kuninkaan Joosian Amonin pojan 13. hallitusvuodesta alkaen tähän päivään
saakka. The word came to Jeremiah concerning the people of Judah in the fourth year of the reign that God has spoken unto me, that I have proclaimed unto you what the you inclined to hear. The Lord hath sent me unto you all his servants and prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ears to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land of the Lord, as given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of our hands. I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands and your own hurt. Therefore, and after this, comes the proclamation what happens to Jehoiada. Behold, I send all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and make up king of Babylon my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and hissing and perpetual destruction. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of bridegroom and the voice of the bride and the sound of mild millstones and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be in desolation and astonishment and ease. Nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years, and I shall come to pass when 7 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and the nation, saith the Lord. For their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans will take perpetual destruction. And it says that Babylon must serve other countries. It was quite harsh text. And this message, when Jeremiah sent this message, there's this turning point that the harsh sermon turns onto hope and onto joy. On this message which Jeremiah sends, Israel is not destroyed yet. Many people have been taken, and many precious things have been taken, and it was not destroyed. The instruction of Jeremy is that the God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And through these strong trials that the Israel had to go through, God says, with the mouth of Jeremiah, exhorted, go and marry, to build houses, make gardens, to increase, plant gardens, eat the fruit of them. And it is one of the signs of God's kingdom, the voices of children. There are and sounds of children wherever the God's children function. We all, children of God, are children. Always new beginners in the life of faith. Truly, Jeremiah exhorts to function on better of that city wherein you lived.
Tässä tähän liittyy sellainen viesti, että
such a message is going to this, even though it has happened in this way, there shall be a time when Israel people shall return to their homeland.
Ja kun
and
tässä
when here in our text it says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, that the Lord thoughts, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Here is the will of God. The will of God is this, to say this, that, listen. Listen to my word, hear my word, and God, through his Holy Spirit, shows the way. He wishes to say that here is the way, travel it. And when you do in this way, you have a blessing in your life, but even better, the anchor of hope, which is attached in heaven. We are not in this time. Our life, the purpose of our life is not in this time, but we are on our journey to the home in heaven. And just think, the nation of Israel, who in heart of disobedience, is pictured in disobedience. What does Jeremiah further later say? The book of Jeremiah, the promise.
Jos mä sen tästä löydän.
I find it here.
Kuitenkin siellä on lupaus.
Nevertheless, there's a promise of that. Who shall come to reconcile the sins of the whole world. God had such a duty unto this country, from the midst of Israel shall arise the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall reconcile all sins. And the book of Jeremiah further pictures, later pictures, how God comforts the nation of Israel and reminds of this. There shall be a time when I will make a new covenant with Israel and Judah. And this covenant is not the same as I did with their father when I took them and took them from the land of Israel. They broke that commandment, even though I've taken as my own. That I do with this commandment, covenant I shall do, I shall put my law in their innermost, and I shall write them this into their heart, and I shall be my Lord, and they shall be my people. Have you, dear travel companion, ever doubted? Have you, in the midst of this time, in great temptations, are you perhaps weary in this battle between your own self, within your own self, or are you perhaps in such discussions and battles within Zion, wherein has been sorrow? These many sorrows of this old way, many of these battles will make us weary. So it also wearied Jeremiah, who felt that he was by himself. as a messenger of God's word, there were other obedient believers certainly there in the midst of Israel. God takes care of you. God took care of those Israelis there in Babylon. We remember how Daniel was put into the lion's den and how the angel protected him from the lions and nothing happened to him. Or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who did not wish to serve the image of the idol, they said that their God will serve them, protect them from that, from the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar, even though if he would not save them, that they would not serve their God. And when they were cast into that furnace, those who cast them into died, the Bible says, there, and they were not even sensitive. And Nebuchadnezzar says that he threw three, but there's four in there, and the fourth as the Son of God. So God wishes to be with his own even today, wishes to offer the gospel of comfort, comforting gospel unto the weary traveler. It is, the gospel is remarkable. Isaiah reminds us how God is such a eternal God. He shall not weary or does not tire. And his wisdom is great. He refreshes the weary and gives strength unto the weak. And Isaiah said, the young shall become weary and tired and stumble, and all those who await the Lord shall receive new strength, and they shall arise as eagles, and they shall run and not become tired and travel without and not weary. What is that power of which Isaiah speaks? It is this gospel from which is preached from the kingdom of God from wall to wall, as in the most holy, the blood was sprinkled in all the walls, surrounding walls. The gospel of the kingdom of God is heard unto all. Even you who feel that you're in the sidelines, and those you who have not perhaps wished to come to the services, or you are listening behind the corner, and also to you, have lost in the same way as the Israel nation in the deceit of the world, your living faith. Now living water is being offered. You can believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Sins are forgiven. And when we believe in this way, is a simple matter, it brings us once to the end. God takes care of his own nation. God said, when God God's word says how when he created the world and so on, that how could he leave his dear nation? God reveals in his Son that how he is with his own, and the Lord of life, which is the promised Son and child, where Jeremiah speaks of that in his prophecy. He has promised to be with his own unto the end of the world. And also in this way, when two or three gather in his name, there he shall be in their midst. It is comforting for us to be traveling towards heaven when we know this, that God is with us, and in this kingdom is such a shepherd who seeks those wounded ones and cares for those wounded ones that seek the lost, and wishes to bring his sheep unto the green pastures. It is comforting to make journey when you can yet uplift your hearts to believe. Sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I have come before you quite tempted. Can I remain believing? My own sins forgiven.
Minä haluan uskoa.
I wish to believe. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.